My guest is Medford's Activities Director, Andy Gooden. And Andy is here to inform us of a program that's going on to do renovations at the Raider Athletic Complex. So first, Andy, describe for us what we're talking about when you're talking about the Medford Raider Athletic Complex. What are you actually talking about?
We are talking about the green space north of the Tech Ed building. So that includes the football field, what we call a football field right now, track, the bleachers, two of the light poles, and also the little bit of the green space behind where the press box is now.
So what is being proposed? Because we have to put a rumor to bed here. This is not a referendum question, correct? This is something different, yes?
You're correct. This is not a referendum question. None of the stuff that we're talking about today, with the exception of a few things, are going to be on the referendum. The one misconception that I hear out in the public is the field turf. Field turf and what we want to put on for the field turf to make it also not only a football field, but a soccer field as well, a regulation soccer field. That has nothing to do with the referendum. Months ago, and this is before I got into the job, but months ago, last spring, the last few years as well, the All Sports Booster Club decided that there were some issues with some of the facilities that we had and that they weren't serving our needs. And they took a look at the amount of activities that were offered in 1969, which the facilities we have right now do not look much different today than they did when it was built in 1969. And there were a lot less activities going on. Youth sports weren't as prevalent then as they are today. There was no soccer. There was no youth football. All the little league programs, they played on the city parks and fields, as they do now. But we offer 23 sports in our high school today. And back in 1969, we offered 12. So we've almost doubled the amount of sports that we have. And also, girls' sports have become just as important as boys' sports, where in 1969, that wasn't the case. Girls were kind of a secondary club option, if you will. And now, with the equal access and Title IX, law demands that the female gender gets equal access as the male gender does.
So what is being proposed through the All Sports Booster Club? What are they proposing raising funds to pay for?
The All Sports Booster Club is raising funds for athletic turf so that field can be not only a football field, but a regulation soccer field. We're looking at a press box. We're looking at new lights. We're looking at fixing the track up. Now, the track surface itself is going to be on the referendum, just the track surface. But if we can get this money raised, we're going to widen that track out to make it a regulation track, because right now it's a little less than what WIA requires. And the long jump and the pole vault pits, all of that will get updated and be regulation size.
How is the money being raised? Can you tell us that, Andy?
Well, there's people from the All Sports Booster Club and from the school district getting together and going out, and we have a presentation, and we're going out and asking businesses for donations and commitments. The total cost of the complete renovation is $3.5 million. Now, if the referendum passes, and this is where it gets a little confusing, where it does tie into the referendum a little bit, because the track surface and I believe the bleachers and the lights, those three things are on there. That money, if the referendum gets passed, then we don't have to raise the money it would take to fix that. So now we're down about $2.7, $2.8 million. But all the rest of that money is getting raised by private donations.
As our conversation with Medford Activities Director Andy Gooden continues, we'll discuss how a newly renovated Raider Athletic Complex would not only be used by the school district, but how it could be used by the community. We'll continue our visit with Andy Gooden after this.